You are about to experience the Corpse Cast. We would advise any listener who may be ill, pregnant, or of weak constitution to reconsider listening to the show for fear of an onset of health issues related to encountering bouts of pure shock or fright. For those who wish to continue, just remember, to avoid fainting, keep repeating, it's only a podcast, only a podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 352 of the Corpse Cast. I'm Mike.
And I've got my headphones on backwards. There we go. I'm Steve.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you very much, Mike.
I started the whole intro, and you're still like, oh, God, wait up.
I know. What are you doing, man?
Well, how's it going, man?
It is going pretty good. How about yourself?
Hanging in there, man.
Nice, nice.
So today, I got a lot to talk about today.
Oh, shit.
And I'm feeling a little spicy, too.
You're a spicy pickle.
Yeah,
huh?
So it's like, I got a couple of things. I got a couple of things that I need to get off
you
my
need,
chest.
You need to air out? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. With me?
No. Oh, no. No, with the...
Because we can do this.
With the horror community at large. Okay.
Uh-oh, at large.
But before we get into that, just so you know, guys, we are going to talk about a couple of found footage films. This episode, we're going to be talking about Host from 2020 and As Above, So Below from 2014. And I'm pretty pumped to talk about those. We've done a lot of found footage episodes, or like movies on the episodes before, but we've never talked about it as a genre and never two movies in the same episode before. So I'm looking forward to getting into that. Pardon me. However, I have a lot of news to talk about. A lot of stuff has been happening. Uh-oh. So no. This is the good part.
Okay.
You just wait. I'm done with a couple things in the horror. Maybe we should make, what was that, Peter on Family Guy? You know what grinds my gears? Anyway. So I do want to announce that My Cadaver's Horror Pub Trivia Season 2 has gone live. Okay, you can go out there. It's on the OSI 74 Roku channel, but you can also get it on Rumble. Now, okay, so Rumble's weird. I didn't realize what Rumble was, but what I did know, somebody said, oh, you know, I go, well, I want to put these on YouTube, but, you know, I have clips of, like, trailers in there, right?
Right.
Or in, like, little, you know, little pieces of music that I have, like, written permission to use.
Right, right.
You know, but YouTube don't care. They're like, oh, nope, you can't show that because this, and this, right? And we do have, like, we have a disclaimer, the fair use disclaimer, you know, fair use using trailers and things. We're not trying to copyright it. We're trying to add on to it or change it into something different, right? So basically, but YouTube don't care, and it's too hard to, like, try to get it there. So somebody said, oh, put them on Rumble. Well, I didn't realize Rumble was kind of a... It turns out I don't know if it's like officially this, but it seems like a lot of right-wing video people are on there.
Is it a shit show?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know because I don't really watch any of the things that's on there.
Nah.
But I do notice that when an ad will come on when I'm watching like one of my shows, that it's usually a right-wing like ad or something. Or,
okay.
Hey, vote for Trump or something like that, right? And, you know, to me, it's not that big of a deal. But I just want to warn you, if you go, we have that Rumble channel. If you go to corpsecollective.com or even better, horrorpubtrivia.com, you will, you know, I'll say, hey, here's season two, and I'll have it listed out, and all the videos on the site are there. But they're all, like, embedded Rumble videos, just to warn you, okay? Because I know.
I thought it was like a dating site, Rumble, you know?
I don't know.
You know,
Bumble. Bumble's a dating site.
Bumble?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, I've been going to the wrong site. Not that I'm dating. I'm not.
See,
dating,
also you're married.
Know. Right, but I'm not dating. But I'm just yeah.
No, but
it's a joke. It's a joke.
Well, it wasn't that funny, bro. yours is Grindr. That's where you go. Anyway, so go check that out. It's cool. I think the preferred way is to go up to the OSI Roku channel, OSI 74 Roku channel. Kind of how it is. This is kind of how I designed it, right? You know, you go to the bar, whatever, and they have the trivia there. They have like, oh, trivia
right.
night. So you're sitting there. You got your friends around you, right? And usually you. You know, you have your paper, pen and paper, right? And you're taking it down. Then after each round, you go up and, you know, they grade it for you, stuff like that. Well, that's kind of what we were trying to reproduce, kind of that feel, right?
Right.
And so basically, if you put it up on your TV, you know, when you're watching it, and then you can either use a pen and paper and write those down and check it, because what we do is give you the questions and give you like some time to answer it, and then we just go through the 10 questions in each episode, or sorry, in each round, and there's 3 rounds per episode. But also there's an app that if you scan it, it'll take you to this website where you can just do it there too. But anyway, it's up there, and actually I put season one in the specials that on Rumble 2, because I mean I wanted to put it everywhere before, but like I said, I had the same problem with season one that I had with season two on YouTube. So, but it's all there. So go to horrorpubtrivia.com, and all the information you'll need is there. And email me at mike@horrorpubtrivia.com if you have any questions. Because fun, right?
I'm so lost.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I got lost in the middle there. And
Steve is shaking off the day, guys. He just got off work. He's like, my brain hasn't kind of.
I'm so lost.
Yeah, really?
I'm like a child lost in the woods.
It's like, well, I apologize. I apologize
with the rumble and the bumble and
just go to horrorpubtrivia.com and all of your wildest dreams will come true. You'll figure out what's going on.
Ooh, wildest dreams.
I mean, maybe if your dreams are playing horror trivia
with you.
Yeah, sure. I'll kick your ass at these, though.
That's my reality, is playing trivia with you.
The thing is like, I don't even, like on the app, like you'll go in there and you won't even have the questions on there, but I'll still remember. I mean, so I get 10 out of 10 on all 3 rounds just by remembering.
Oh my God. But yeah, anyway. Is that the flex?
It's a good flex. No, it's because it took 4 months to make. Oh, and, you know, yeah. you do it over and over.
So it's like recording an album.
Yes, you know, exactly.
You know, you've got your songs down. Yes. You know, it's like, okay. All
right, exactly,
you know,
right.
So, I don't need to hear this music anymore.
Yeah, I'm tired of this. I'm like, those videos are out. I'm going to wash my hands of them for 6 months at least.
Right. That's the thing about like recording an album. It's like you're doing the song after song after song. You're putting it in, And then you hear it, and you master it, and you mix it, you know, and all this shit with it. And then you got to go out and tour and play all those songs.
You're like, I'm tired of these songs, man.
I'm done.
But no, but also, guess what we've done?
Mm.
So back in the old days of Zombie TV, me and Shane used to do the Corpse Collective video show. Well, now that I found Rumble, I'm going to put them all up there. I'm going to link it from corpsecollective.com.
Nice.
So go there. They're all up there too. And if you just want to go, you can go. If you go to corpsecollective.com and just click on the all videos, all that stuff will be there. And also, I put on some movies. I put Shiver of the Vampires, Dracula's Daughter, both from part of Zombie TV's Titty Tuesday, and The Velvet Vampire's already on there. So go up there. I'm just going to keep putting stuff up there when I get around to it.
Until they tell you to stop.
Well, I mean, it's like, I don't know, maybe one day they'll tell me to stop, but they haven't yet. So I'm going to keep doing that. But like I said, if you don't, I highly encourage you though, if you have a Roku and you don't have the OSI 74 app, go and get it, because there's a ton of people making a ton of awesome stuff. Like just their series, and it's not just me. It's like Mr. Lobo. We got a show where a guy goes over some trailers. We got like all sorts of just wild shit. It's like, I don't know. It's like high quality public domain. Remember back in the day, you'd watch the wild, like Wayne's World and stuff, like just the wildest stuff, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And it's kind of like that. So go check it out. If you have the Roku OSI 74, the app. So go get that. Anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and just stop there. And say that, because that was a lot. I feel like I've been going for a little while, and
I thought you were going to air some grievances.
Oh no, I'm done with the news.
Oh, and now for the grievances. Well, I gotta say, I'm digging the thing.
Oh yeah,
the thing patch you got going on there.
Just so everyone knows, my thing is like I get these Dickies work shirts, right?
Yeah,
and I just buy them, the black ones, right?
Yeah, why not?
And they're all the same. But how we differentiate them is I put a different patch on them. So I've got like 15 of these shirts, all with different patches on them. And this one happens to be the thing.
Right.
It's
right.
Kind of the cover.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, yeah, that's big. Yeah. Yeah,
and then I make my wife sew them on for me. I got this one, and I got a couple of Tales from the Crypt ones a little while back. And so I've kept her busy with those.
Yeah, I know. I'm digging it.
Oh, thanks, man.
Okay, grievance time.
Okay. So I was putting together a list, right?
Oh.
I'm like, okay. You know, what have I watched? You know, it was Walpurgisnacht. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to write down a couple things that I watch and going to make it fun. Maybe talk on the podcast a little bit about them. One thing I did want to mention is I did watch the Vinegar Syndrome, the werewolf and the vampire woman versus the vampire woman from 1971. And that movie rules. Okay. Anything with Jacinto Molina, a.k.a. Paul Naschy, you know, is amazing. And that one's a good one. It's all about Walpurgisnacht, which was just this past week. But so as I started doing that, I'm like, man, I decided to watch this show. Late Night with the Devil ruled. Okay, just so you know.
Yeah.
Infested on Shudder ruled.
That I haven't seen that one yet.
It's good.
Okay.
It's in French, but it's really cool.
I hate the
it's
French.
Creepy.
I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
You know what? There's two things that I don't like.
Yeah.
People who are intolerant of other people's countries and the Dutch, okay?
And the Dutch.
I'm just teasing.
We love the Dutch, too.
People don't know, that's a quote from... baby. What was that? What was that? The Spy Who Shagged Me? God, it's been so long. Can you believe it?
Mike Myers and...
Anyway.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
It's like... How long has it been?
30 years ago.
It's wild. That's how old we're getting.
Wow.
But, okay, so a couple things. Okay, so I'm making this list, and I put something that down. I keep seeing this movie called Diced, D-I-E apostrophe C-E-D, right? And, you know, I've been seeing a lot of praise for it. Maybe not a lot of direct praise for it, but, like, I'll see an image asking for, which is the best Scream Queen? And the girl from Diced will be on there.
Right? Okay. All right.
And then, like, ooh, who's the scariest monster? And then the monster from Diced will be on there, right? And I'm like, well, shit. Okay, well, I guess I have to watch Diced. So I did. And it was a pile of garbage. It ripped off. Like, it has, like, a 3.7 on IMDb, which it makes perfect sense.
Right.
And I'm like, I mean, the monster was cool looking, stuff like that, but it was so derivative of, like, Terrifier. Like I was like, how is this guy not getting sued? I don't know. Maybe it's the same.
Is it new? I haven't heard anything
about
it.
Yeah, it's pretty new. It's only, like, an hour long or something like that.
Okay.
And I need somebody to tell me what I'm missing, because to put those in with like put the cast, her name's Cass, in with, like, I just blanked on names, like Jamie Lee Curtis or, you know, Sydney from Scream and all that stuff. Which is best script? Well, no shit, it's not her. She's in a garbage movie that whatever. And it's like, come on. I need it. Call it in. 385-351-9273. Tell me what I'm missing. I watched the movie, and it's not like I hated its guts. You know, I was like, okay, it's cool.
Yeah.
But it's
What would you give it?
About 3.9. No. Not really. No, I enjoyed it. It was like, oh, cool, a killer scarecrow, and there's nothing unique about it. I mean, it's kind of gory, but it's so derivative. Huh. But it's like, I still enjoyed it. I mean, listen, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'll watch anything. I swear to you, right?
that's true.
And so I watched it, and I'm like, why is this getting this much attention? You know, and it's just crazy to me. Right. It's crazy to me. Anyways, 385-351-9273. Tell me why I'm wrong. I bet you can't. Anyways, number two. I was in a grumpy mood today, bro.
You feeling better? You
getting it out? This was early this morning. Right. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, I'm gonna go to Facebook, and let's just scroll to, you know, make me happy. Mistake number one.
Yeah.
Okay. But I go there, and it's like, and this happens so often, but today it just really irritated me. Like, can we please stop with the posts that say which supernatural monster would win in a fight between these two supernatural monsters?
Yeah.
And it's like, guys, don't do that. Because if you put too much energy into it, there's no telling. You can't. I mean, you have to create such a whole environment, a whole ecosystem. Well, does Freddy have his powers? Do they have to be asleep?
Right.
Just knock it off.
You
it's
mean like
fun.
Like David Lee Roth versus Sammy Hagar? Or
well, no, because they are two, like, human beings, like, bound by the same universe, right?
Right.
And all their talent is on display. I'm talking about, like, Freddy. He would die because, you know, unless you fall asleep, right? Versus like what did I see today? I saw the guy from The Burning versus the miner from My Bloody Valentine.
Right.
Like, who the fuck cares, guys? I'm sorry. Just stop it. That's smooth brain bush league horror, like, conversation.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, guys. I apologize. I take it all back if you got offended. No, but man.
No, let it out. Get it out. Get it. That's what we're here for.
Well, anyway, so it's funny because we're 15 minutes into the intro and we haven't even talked about it. Wow.
Anything else?
No, that's it. That's all I got, and I feel a lot better. You got anything?
I'm sure.
How about
I do,
that High on Fire album?
Oh my God. You know what? I was two songs into it when I came last time, right? I have now listened to the album.
Wait,
I only listened to two songs.
I thought you were like, I only listened to two songs and I jizzed in my pants. I thought that's what you're talking about.
That was it. You know, so but now I've listened to the album. I don't know how many times.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome. The new High on Fire, as a Storm. I'm seeing Grammy.
Ooh.
Grammy for Matt Pike and the boys. That's what I'm saying.
I got to check that out because I've actually kind of, you know, when you kind of get in a rut, you know, where you're just listening to the same stuff over and over. It used to be that Shane would bring an album and I used to have to, you know, I was kind of not forced, but I was like, I kind of was like, oh, I have to broaden my horizons, you know, because we talk about an album and we talk about a movie and it's like, well, he doesn't do that anymore. So it's like, I've just kind of been in a rut. I'm going to check that out.
I did get turned on to a band. They've been around a little while called Mannequin Pussy.
I feel like...
No, I'm serious.
The first word that comes to my mind would be ouch.
Yeah. Yeah. Splinters.
Yeah.
No, Mannequin Pussy. And I kind of like them. They remind me a lot
of... Are they on Spotify?
Yes.
Okay.
They remind me a lot of...
Will you spell it for us, please?
I can't spell
Will
mannequin.
You use it in a mannequin, sentence, please?
She had
a mannequin good one. Pussy. That's really creative. Thank you for that.
They're kind of like Sonic Youth. They remind me of Sonic Youth.
Oh yeah, cool. So okay,
if you like that,
man. Sonic Youth was a very hit and miss. I had to be in a specific mood for Sonic Youth.
For sure. I love Sonic Youth, but they definitely remind me of like late '80s, '90s female fronted, you know, kind of garagey, you know, rude. Lyrics are pretty vulgar, you know.
Wait. Are you telling me a band named Mannequin Pussy has vulgar lyrics?
I am indeed, Mike.
Would you say they're on par with L7?
Well, they're not as... No.
I mean, lyrics-wise.
Yeah, well, I mean, I love L7. You know, they were awesome. But it's different, you know, more seductive, kind of crude. Yeah, it's hot. It's kind of sexy. But kind of like Sonic Youth. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah.
Dude, do you remember Club Stars back in a long time ago? It's where I think the Bay, it was close to the Bay.
Over in Sugar House?
No, the Bay is on like Third West now.
That's where I met my first wife. Thanks for that memory.
Oh, my bad. But just so you know, that's now a, what do you call that? Italian restaurant.
Oh, right.
But Club Stars was around there. It was pretty close. Because I remember driving by the Bay and all the dickwads that were out there at the Bay. Fuck the Bay, man. I hated that place. Anyway, in high school, where are you guys going? We're going to the Bay. Shut the fuck up. I'm not going with you. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we went there, and like I said, while Prigishnacht just passed, right?
Yeah.
And so one May 1st, me and my buddy Sam were out there, right? And there was this band playing called Fractal Method.
No, I remember
now,
Fractal
do you remember
Method.
Fractal Method?
I've seen Fractal Method. Yes. Yeah. They were
so
good.
So we saw them, and they had a bunch of like CRTs in the background.
With fractals.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. But they would have like, I can't remember the movie. It's a Herschel Gordon Lewis movie, I think, where there's women on all fours. Like a
Kenneth Anger movie or something.
Well, men would be using them as footrests or like putting their plates or their tea on their backs, you know. And we're seeing this, and they're like squirting us with like salt water. You will be cleansed, Eopan, and all the stuff. And I'm like, and my buddy Sam texted me. He just texted me, Eopan. And I'm like, oh shit, I forgot about that, man. And so it's like, Fractal. So I listened to some Fractal Method. I'm like,
oh yeah.
Shit, these guys are sucky. But anyway.
They were great guys.
Well, yeah, we had fun. I had never heard of them. Yeah. It was harder to hear them back then because you couldn't go to YouTube and pull it up. But anyways. Okay. Why don't we get to the bone saw?
Okay.
Okay, do you have one for today?
Bone saw?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good. So I don't have a bone saw, but I just wanted to talk about a lesser award that just came out. Okay.
A lesser award?
Yeah. A lesser award than the Bonesaw.
Oh, okay.
The Rondo Awards.
Oh. Now,
are you familiar with the Rondos?
No.
Basically, it's been a thing for a long time that they go to rondoawards.com, and it's like in actually we've been nominated as best podcast there. And I didn't put it like a long time ago. But it's like they have awards for best movie, best independent movie, best, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. And I just wanted to mention a couple of these because they're either friends of mine or they it's stuff that I really enjoy. So I just wanted to say congratulations. The best film, Godzilla Minus One. Great movie from 2023. Best TV presentation, What We Do in the Shadows. Amazing. I love that. When Evil Lurks was the best independent film. That was awesome too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we move into the next to the ones I actually kind of not know the people necessarily, but that I really, I mean, I enjoyed all those movies and TV, but we just gave the Grim Life Collective a bone saw here, and they just got the Rondo for best podcast.
Those bastards are copying. They're on our coattails.
Yeah, we gave them that.
Yeah.
Well, you mean the Rondo is. I thought you meant the podcast.
Yeah. No,
these guys have been around, like, I think the Cadaver Lab got nominated in 2009. So that tells you how long these guys have been going. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say, favorite horror host, Sven Gulli won it, and I'm not really familiar with him. Runners up, Joe Bob and Elvira. I love them both very much. But Mr. Lobo got an honorable mention, and I wanted to say congratulations to you. Good job. And that's it. I don't really have any bone saws for ourselves, but yeah.
Nice.
That's cool.
All right.
Got a couple of voicemails. You want to get into them?
Oh, voicemails. That's my. You know how much I love those.
I know you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
You've got your hand on Elvira's boobie, right?
I do.
Right?
Yeah, I do. I have a mouse
you've
pad.
You've got it strategically placed right over there.
It's a mouse pad with her boobs with the wrist dressed. And it's like, ooh. I don't even think about it.
It's therapeutic. See, it's so it ingrained. Good. It's so subconscious it's that you don't even think about grabbing titties.
I'm always grabbing them, my own included. So
it's therapeutic.
Oh, bro, yes it is. All right, so we got Darian. I'm gonna start this, but I'm gonna. I don't know how loud it is, so we're not gonna try to blow out everybody's ears.
Oh shit.
Oh, wait. You know what?
No.
I'm doing the wrong one.
What are you doing?
Considering.
We're gonna start over.
Okay.
Professional here, guys. Professional. All right, here we go.
Gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
This is Darian calling again 2 weeks in a row.
Thank you very much, sir.
Room podcast. Consider yourselves both invited to Reno anytime you like.
Awesome.
Stay on my couch if you want.
Sure.
You are going to want to make sure that you are immunized, and you may also want to think about legal representation before you come. I'll take you to all my favorite
it can't be that bad.
Brothels. Most of them are in trailer parks.
No, we are not going to a brothel.
I think you'll have a good time. Come on over. You can sleep on my couch. Last week or 2 weeks ago, you talked about Lovecraftian movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought I would call and give my unsolicited top five Lovecraftian
Ooh,
movies.
Always serious.
In no particular order.
Let's do it.
Call Girl of Cthulhu, probably at number five.
Wait, did you catch that?
Call Girl of
okay,
Cthulhu.
I just I just wanted to make sure that you caught that Call
I got
Girl.
That.
Okay.
Have you
seen it?
No, I haven't seen that one.
It's a low budget one, but it's actually kind of a comedy and it's fun.
Oh, okay.
I like
All right, cool.
It's actually pretty funny. Color Out of Space.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Four.
Which
I'm
one?
Go with The Void at number
Okay, so number four is Color Out of Space. I assume he means the one from with Nick Cage. I just bought
Right.
I just bought the steel case. You know, if you go to Walmart and stuff like that, they're not they don't have like a ton of like regular Blu-rays anymore, but they do sell like I bought I bought the Lost Boy trilogy and I said,
"Why?"
I posted something. Well, cuz I didn't own the other two, right? The Lost Boys the Tribe and Lost Boys the
right,
Thirst
right.
and I
Did
said,
they give them to you? Like you buy the Lost Boys and they sneak the other two
no,
in?
Maybe. But I watched them and I posted. I said, "You know what? If you can step back and watch these sequels and not compare them to the original Lost Boys, they still suck.
They do.
But they're great. Yeah. But they're, I mean, I had fun. Well, I watched it.
Didn't they film number three here?
I have no idea.
In Salt Lake?
I have no idea.
I think so. You watched it.
But I mean.
You just watched it.
But I believe that the X-Files is always in New York and big other cities, not Vancouver every time. You know,
no,
they hide it.
Yeah. No, but I mean.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't notice.
I guess you're going to have to watch it again.
Oh, yeah. No. Just like. The Horror Pub Trivia, I'm going to have to give it another 6 months.
All right, all right.
6 months.
6 months. Yeah. Well, yeah, well. Every 6 months you watch the three Lost Boys.
Oh, if this is a Beyond thing, it's going to be a year. Oh, year plus. Okay.
Give me a decade. And you know, but I love the first one. You know, but oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So he said his number three is The Void. Man, we're just, yeah. I mean, yeah, I yeah. blame myself for yeah. cutting him off. You seen The Void? It's amazing. Yeah. I love it.
Three, Reanimator at number two.
Duh.
Okay.
And, of course, The Thing at number one.
That's awesome.
Nice.
I realize you didn't ask for any of that information.
You're always welcome to call it in, bro.
I don't care if you ask. God damn it.
Please, call in.
What else? I think that's about it. Oh, dude, check out
Don't say Diced.
Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, I loved it. Oh.
I'm sure you guys have both already seen it. You want to check it out if you haven't. It's fucking amazing.
I loved it.
Other than that, I think that's it. Gentlemen. Mike Cadaver, Gassy Steve.
Gassy.
We'll talk to you after the next show.
All right. Thanks, Darren. Thank you so much. You hear my voice crack? Wow.
Yeah.
I like that you've got your nickname, and it came out in an organic way. Gassy
Steve. I'm not so gassy today. But
thank goodness. Maybe that's why we don't have the fan going today.
That was rough. Oh, yeah. We need the fan.
Maybe in the next break. No, but thanks for calling in, man. Actually, you know what? I'm sure that Reno is not. I have never been. So it's like.
How can you. Really?
Yeah, I've never been to Reno.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I apparently by the all the oh sorry, I'm grabbing the titties again. Sorry,
you're just fondling Elvira over here in front of me.
It's just like it's something to do with your hand. You know, it's like it's kind of like a fidget spinner. You know, for a really old man.
This is what we should get autistic kids now is Elvira mouse pit. No.
Can you imagine? There'd be nothing worse than like a herd of autistic horn dogs running around. That was probably one of the most offensive things I've ever said in my life. I want to apologize to everybody. My goodness.
You're a spicy pickle today, buddy.
Oh my gosh. No, I just, the irony is I a couple of things irritated me today about it, but that's not why I was bugged because of something at work. And I'm just like, and I got over it, but it's like, I read that again and I'm like, I remember how I felt when that happened.
Yeah. So I saw Late Night of the Devil in the theater.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was great. It was awesome. Super fun. Also watched Immaculate.
Yeah. I saw that one too. You like the nun boobs.
No. Yeah.
Guess how many boobs it had in there? None.
No, I really enjoyed Immaculate quite a bit. I thought it was really good. So I want to see First Omen.
I want to see Abigail.
Yeah. I've heard Abigail's pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Okay, so cool. Tony Zoni called in. Here we go.
Hey, Mike and Steve. This is Tony out in Arizona.
All right.
Wow.
I'm getting caught up on some past episodes. I took a break from podcast stuff for a
while. What?
Right.
A break?
Anyway,
I hear that.
I was listening to I think it was like your Hong Kong Black Magic one.
No,
oh, that's a.
I had a couple recommendations. Yeah. One of them is more, I guess you'd call it like, kind of like a horror comedy stuff, but it was called Eternal Evil of Asia.
Oh yeah,
I think it came out in both of these came out in the 90s, probably mid to late 90s. And that one's about these. It's sort of almost like a sex comedy slash horror.
Ooh, I like it already.
Four guys that go down to Thailand, and they're going to go down there and kind of like try and do like a sex romp or whatever.
Lady boy.
And the sister
as if
of
saying
the, or a,
horny
of a wizard of a Thai wizard down there likes one of the guys and then
wow Eternal Evil of Asia
her brother who's like I said a big wizard and he goes to put a spell
I'm putting
on
that on my list right now
likes, but it backfires and hits the other three and then a bunch of stuff happens but it's real surreal it's wild there's a part where as part of the sorcerer's revenge, he actually turns one guy into like a walking dickhead. So he has like an actual penis head that shoots out pee every once in a while and control with
Shut up. I am watching this
so
shit.
Anyway, give that one a try. And again, that one was The Eternal Evil of Asia. The other one was a kind of a real low budget movie again out of Hong Kong in the 90s. Called Bio Zombie.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah, I have that
about,
one too.
About these guys that are sort of petty criminals. One of them is named Woody Invincible, and the other guy is, depending on the translation, it can either be Crazy B, Angry B, or Furious B, and it has that weird kind of I forget what they call it, like the where the English translation isn't quite there. But again, kind of a horror comedy, but both of them are pretty fun movies, and I think you'd enjoy both of them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, I'm getting caught up on past episodes. I will try and call in as I can, and I will talk to you guys next time.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Let me, I saw something, and I can't remember if I talked about this before, but I've seen something since then. It was about, you know, the Hong Kong Black Magic movies, which were basically, you know, the category three, Hong Kong movies and all that kind of stuff. There's a documentary that I don't know how like skin deep it is. I mean, it might be, you know, for like beginner stuff like that, but like, was it called Category 3, like the untold story of Hong Kong cinema or something like that, right?
Nice.
It's on Tubi. So like I said, I watched that, and I think that's where I got the idea to pick up these movies. The Eternal Evil of Asia. I haven't watched it yet, but I have it, and I'm just kind of waiting to watch it. And I like it when I get reminded of things. I'm like, oh, shoot, do I have that? Yes, I do have that one, so I'm going to go watch it. But there's a ton of like movies that were on there, like Sex and Zen 1-3 and a bunch of like just wild ass like Chinese movies. And so, yeah, it's all the category three stuff, and it explains all what that is perfectly. And like, it's very interesting stuff. So
yeah.
Go check that out. It's on Tubi, so it's free and it's all for you, Damien.
My recommendation with the Hong Kong Black Magic movies, Gummies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you were gonna watching those.
Just Gummies. Yeah, because it gives it even a more what the fuck is going on factor.
I bet. I mean, I never do that because I will never let like an evil thing touch my lips or my body. Never.
We've known each other a long time. So.
I know, so that's bullshit. But what I'm saying to you is like I bet. I don't know. You know why I can't do that, but it's like, I wish I could. So freak out. That's the answer.
That's true. That's the honest truth.
I will get paranoid and have a panic attack, and I ain't trying to do that. One time that happened, and that was the same night I'm like, I was having to clean up barf from your bathtub. And it wasn't my barf.
No,
it wasn't my barf.
No, and then it wasn't my barf either.
And I sat up for like, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to go home. I'm going to get home. I'm going to get a lift home. And she goes, if you lift home or break it up. I'm like, okay. And I couldn't find my phone. So I had to stay. That's the last time.
Oh man.
Oh, that was years ago.
Plunging the vomit down the toilet.
Well, I was like, why don't move your head to the left 1 foot? And there's the toilet. Why are you barfing in their tub? And I was so embarrassed. I'm dumb as hell.
Anyways, I've done worse.
Well, sure, but I'm glad it was at your house and not like somewhere that I didn't know.
Oh, thanks.
I'm glad it was your house and not at my house, so I didn't have that shit in my. Anyway, he called right back, so let's get to that.
Hey guys, it's Tony from Arizona again. I left out one thing that I wanted to mention. So these movies in Hong Kong were called Category 3 movies.
Oh shit,
which is kind of like the raunchy movies. It would be similar to. I think in Japan they were called like Pinky or Pinky Violence or
Pink
something
Iga.
Like that. Also in Britain they had the band films for the Video Nasty. So these were kind of the Hong Kong version of that stuff. So anyway, that's all I wanted to throw in. Talk to you guys later.
Cool, man. Appreciate the call. We really do, both of you guys.
Yeah, I love the calls.
Thank you so much. And it's funny because like we haven't done any Pinky Violence movies. And a lot of those are, for instance, I can't remember, don't call me anything for this, but I can't remember if Intros of a Beautiful Woman was Chinese, Japanese, Dirty Knees, or Look at These. So I cannot remember, but nothing for that. You're just gonna let me have that one.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, but no, I've got a lot of Pinky ones and they're about like criminal girl school stuff like that.
Every time anybody says Pinky, I think of like a little rabbit or something like that, like a baby, just crawled out of the vagine there.
That's some wild shit that you're thinking.
Some pinkies. Is there any, then a pinky,
well,
right?
I don't know. I think of my smallest finger or
then I picture these little hairless little creatures fighting each other, you know? Like.
Well, these are very different. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe we'll do a pinky.
All right.
Well, we'll not call it that though, because I don't want to hear you explain that to me again. But All right. So why don't we get into the topic?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay. So do a little quick intro. There are a ton, I say, of garbage found footage films. Okay. However, I have to admit that I am a sucker for a really good one. Like, when you get to be my age, having watched horror movies since before the beginning of time, it's difficult to get an actual real scare. And I do feel excitement when I watch a movie with a unique idea, presentation, or stuff like that. But for me, it's rare that I actually get scared. And the only ones that have done it in the last 20 years, like for real, were found footage films. Wreck from 2007, what a buildup, and the payoff was unreal. Even Paranormal Activity was, back in, I can't remember exactly when that came out, but I listened to that in headphones and the sound design was great, even though that was such a cheap thing. But I think it's because of, regardless of, and actually the Hell House LLCs were really good and gave me a couple of, like, a jump scare here and there. But the thing is I wonder if it's just because, even though I know it's fake, it looks like, you know, it has that look reality.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it is. But there's a ton of like shit. Because they're so cheap to make, the tropes can be very irritating, and there were some in tonight's movies, the annoying characters and the questions about why don't the batteries run out, or how lucky somebody dropped a camera to happen to land right in the spot to get, all, you know, whatever, all that stuff. But I think that it's still a good way to get a scare if you do it right. And I think that, I guess we'll have to find out if whether or not the movies that we're talking about tonight did it right, but there's only one way to find out. Let's get into the episode and do a trailer from Host from 2020. We'll be right back.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey, girl.
Gina.
Caroline.
Hi, Teddy.
Let's do a shot glass to us.
Okay, everyone get in. 3, 2, 1.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
I've never done this over Zoom. Obviously, we're not physically together, but there's no reason why spirit can't communicate over the internet.
Nothing's gonna happen.
Visualize us sitting in a circle. Spirit, we invite you to use us to pass on any communication. Is there anyone there? Please come forth.
What was that? Amy, was that you?
I heard it.
I heard something.
I think there's something here.
Do you see that?
Oh, Emma, no. Not funny.
I heard something.
You know, we've connected with something. We gotta keep going. We gotta talk to it.
Could be something
demonic. Hayley, this is all your fault! Not my fault, this is your fault!
Get
in! Emma, turn the filters off, come on.
All right, we're back, and today we're going to start off talking with Host from 2020. IMDb gives it a 6.5, and I think it's got a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. I could be wrong on that, but I think it is.
Interesting.
Yeah, director Rob Savage. Are you familiar with Rob, Michael?
I'm familiar with a couple of things he's done.
He did Strings, Host, mm-hmm. and I think Host is his first feature film.
Uh-huh.
Dash Cam, which I enjoyed a lot.
I've seen that. Yeah, I like that one better.
Yeah,
than this one,
and The Boogeyman. I haven't seen The Boogeyman yet.
It's newish, but it's kind of a bigger budget film.
Yeah, it came out in 23. And then a whole bunch of shorts and everything. Mm-hmm. In fact, the movie that we're going to be talking about, Host, comes from a short that he did. And he put this out, and then from what I hear, Shudder contacted him and mm-hmm. said, hey, could you develop this into a featured film? Mm-hmm. So he did. Now, it is only an hour long,
right.
But that's kind of cool. You know what I mean?
Well, do you want to? Oh, you go ahead. No.
Yeah. So this is starring Haley Bishop as Haley. Now, let's see if you could get the trend here going on.
Okay.
Haley Bishop is in. Gemma Moore as Gemma.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Louise Webb as
Catherine.
Emma.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Radina Drandova as
Radina, okay.
Right. Cool.
Let's keep doing this, because this gets funnier
Moore
every time.
Caroline.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Alan Emery's as Allen.
Yeah, okay.
Patrick Ward, which I think is maybe Caroline Ward's dad. I don't know. But Caroline's Ward plays Caroline's dad.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Teddy Leonard plays Teddy.
Okay.
Ginny Lofthouse plays Ginny. Right. And Selene Baxter plays Selene. I don't know if I'm saying that name right.
Selene. S-E-Y-L-A-N. Yeah. I don't know, but it's a weird spelling.
Right. During the pandemic in 2020, a group of six friends decide to hire a psychic medium to perform a seance over Zoom. Some take it more seriously than others, but all of them will have their lives changed forever after an evil entity decides to join them. Watch, host, and find out. That's what I have. You know why? Because it doesn't need more than that. You know, the premises is so easy for this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so awesome about it. Now, they mm-hmm. filmed this completely on Zoom. The budget was $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
The box office did over $400,000, you know, which is awesome. And it took a few months to do. Boom. There was some script to it, but it was a lot of improv. The actors were in charge of their makeup and their own stunts, you know.
Really? The stunts? Okay, cool. Yeah. It wasn't like the Fall Guy or anything like mm-hmm. that, but there was some getting jerked back.
Right. No, for sure.
Sorts of stuff like that.
So this is one thing that I really liked about it was how just like basic it was and low budget. I like this movie a lot. I saw it like, I don't know, I just came across it on Shudder one night, watched it, I'm like, mm-hmm. oh shit. You know, and it's got, I think it, is there anything really super original? No.
There's not one thing that's super original.
The kills are the kills. You know, if you've seen Paranormal Activity or, you know, mm-hmm. You're going to see it.
Well, one thing with found footage, though, is there's a lot of like crossover when it mm-hmm. comes to that. Because what do you do?
Right.
You know, I mean, especially with this, you have your thing, you're in your kitchen. All those cupboards are up popping open by themselves at one point, right?
Yeah. And it does happen. So it's got everything you want out of a demonic, you know, haunting or whatever you're going to call it. I liked it a lot. I give it an 8 or out of 10, you know.
So
we're going to score it. I think this movie, in the end, it still gets me.
Yeah. you know what? So here's the good things I really liked about it. Okay. So and I can't
Had
remember.
Had you seen it before?
Yes, I'd seen it before.
Okay.
You suggested it to me, and I watched it then. So the things that I really liked about it is these guys are so cheap mm-hmm. that they didn't even get like the pro version of Zoom. No. But I'm teasing though because basically the countdown to the amount of time you can have
is an hour
for free is okay. So I thought it was 40 minutes, but it's an hour, and that's basically what this was.
Right,
and that was a big part of the ending. You know, kind of it brought up a lot of tension because you're watching it count down. You know,
yeah.
Like, what's going to happen in the next 30 seconds? And then it does that because it goes boop boop. You know, and it's like over,
and then it's over.
And I liked how they used that as a plot device. And also saving some bucks. It's not even that much. So I doubt they did that. Anyway. I like that they used the end credits were clever too. Mm-hmm. They put all those in there. I thought that was pretty cool. The one thing though about this movie that I am over.
What's that?
It has nothing to do with the movie. It kind of. But it's like this. So this movie probably hit a lot harder in 2020 when it came out, right?
Yeah,
during
sure.
the pandemic.
Sure.
Because it's like, I'm watching this now. I am tired of seeing shit about the pandemic. Like,
okay.
So there's a point where one of these girls like is going to run to her friend's house.
Yeah.
You know, and go help her. So she stops. Oh my gosh, you're going to die. She's not going to die. She stops, puts her mask on,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then runs, right? Gets to her friend's house, finds out she's okay. And then like they bump elbows. Like, get the fuck out of here. I get tired of that. I can you believe I'm so I was like, you people, you guys, are you serious? Oh my gosh.
You see, but that's what one thing I liked about it is it's referencing a time period.
I'm
in which
sick
it
of
was
that
filmed.
Time period.
No, I hear you.
No, that's what I said.
But they
said,
filmed it. You know, it takes place. They filmed it in 2020.
But it's not necessarily about the movie.
You know, I mean, they filmed it in 2020, takes place in 2020.
Yeah.
You know, and so what would they have done in 2020? Probably that.
Yeah, because during the pandemic, I would have not touched, and I promise you, I never gave elbow touches to anybody. That is over the top. Okay. If anybody tried to do that, I'd look at them like, "Get the. Why am I so spicy today? My bad."
You are. Yeah, I think if you haven't seen this, this is, and if you like, you know, like this type of found footage, and if you like demonic forces coming in and, you know, fucking with people, this is a great
movie.
But
that was the only thing I really didn't like about it. And that, I mean, it was fine. Did I love it? It's like you said, it was a lot of, a lot of stuff was there. I loved how they used the, there's one little gag with the, and I won't say what it is, but it has to do with like, what are those called? The filters where you can have different face.
Oh, that's, yeah. I like that a lot.
So,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, I'll leave it at that. So, but it's like, that was really cool. Mm-hmm, but in Paranormal Activity, we'd seen a lot of the gags, like the flower on the floor.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But the thing is this was a fun little movie, right?
Yeah.
I did find Gemma annoying, right?
Well,
and she messed around and didn't take it seriously, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is without that, I think that was just kind of the MacGuffin to move into the scary part of the story.
Right.
But so the thing is I'm looking at that and I'm like, well, I don't really like Gemma's face. I don't like how they're pandemicking. But actually, you know, it's kind of cool. You know, at least decent.
I was bummed about Teddy. I like Teddy. He was my favorite. You know,
Teddy. That irritates me about Teddy too. Here's what Teddy's what? Teddy's the dude, right?
Yeah, yeah.
His girlfriend was a crazy bitch.
That's true.
And I did not like that for him. And I'm like, get her out of here, bro. She needs your attention 24/7. That's a problem. He's like, I'm just trying to shack up in a mansion during the pandemic. She's gone right out. Okay, I get it. Sorry, man. Sorry, Teddy.
You got sitting out by the pool, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I did. So this wasn't just filmed over
Zoom.
Mm-hmm. But look at this. So I got, and you can't see it now, but Jed Shepard, he was one of the writers, showed us the getup. It was filmed on an iPhone taped to the back of a laptop. And it was like,
that's awesome.
And it was, you know, and I mean, what a DIY type of cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's difficult for me to, you know, I'm tired of the way we had to act during the pandemic. I hated it. I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I get this was done in 2020. You can't really fault them for it.
Right.
But the way that they took this, they used the like tools and, you know, the resources they had around them to put this all together. You know,
I think it's
great. So I mean, you have to give that to them because it's like, I can be annoyed with the. You know, with the pandemic stuff, all I want, but these guys went out and they made a movie.
I think it's super creative.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, to do with what they had at the time, and they kind of, you know, hey, this is what we're in right now, and let's make something with that.
Mm-hmm. So and I thought it was decent,
highly creative, and an hour long. You know, so I don't think it. I'm glad that they kept it at an hour. You know,
yeah, because it was. I mean, not that it was dragging, but it could have. I feel
like if they tried to like. I don't know where they could have gone.
How to make it genuine, though?
Right.
You have an hour, and you're going to get the countdown.
Right.
And that's exactly how it's going to be. So, I don't know. I thought it was decent. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad. But cool. So, you got anything else, or should we move on to As Above, So Below?
Yeah.
My name is Scarlett Marlowe, and I'm a student in urban archaeology. 370 feet beneath this point is a hidden chamber that might contain a critical missing piece of our history.
How are we supposed to get down there?
Catacombs. There are 200 miles of tunnels right underneath our feet.
They're holding the remains of 6 million corpses.
Stop. This is the Empire of the Dead.
These are human bones. We go through here?
Let's do it. Keep it slow and steady, yeah?
I think I'm stuck.
Just breathe with me, please. It's okay.
What was that?
Is everyone okay?
I think I am.
What the hell do we do now, huh?
We can't go back. We should just keep moving. Tell me we didn't just go in a circle.
It's exactly the same.
No, everything's upside down.
What happened to the entrance?
Wait, there's something here.
Oh my god.
What the hell is this?
When I was a kid, we had a piano that looked exactly like this. I used to play it all the time. The A4 key was messed up. What's going on?
Can you read that?
According to mythology, that's the inscription over the gates of hell.
and they shall be made to crawl on their bellies into the kingdom of darkness.
Did you hear that?
Alright, everybody, we're back, and you just heard the trailer for As Above, So Below from 2014. IMDb gives us a 6.2. It was written and directed by the Dowdle brothers. Well, not exactly. It was directed by the Dowdle brothers. Oh my gosh, I cannot say Dowdle. The Dowdle brothers, Drew and John Eric Dowdle, but it was directed by John Eric Dowdle. The Dowdle brothers have been around for a while, and they are known for their horror stuff. The first time I heard of them was through the Poughkeepsie tapes in 2007, which, have you seen the Poughkeepsie tapes? My goodness, it is wild. It's also kind of a documentary style
thing. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is wild. They wrote that together, but John directed it. But that one freaked me out a long time ago. They did Quarantine in 2008, the remake of Wreck. Same setup, both wrote. John directed. Also give a credit to Jaime Balagueró, who wrote Wreck. But John directed The Devil from 2010, the movie I was never going to watch again for elevator horror episode.
Elevator movie.
Drew Dowdle didn't have anything to do with it, and he's the smart one. Okay? He was the smart one. Anyway, so we got Perdita Weeks that stars as Scarlett Marlowe. She's an accomplished scholar in search of the Philosopher's Stone. She's clever but reckless in her pursuit of truth. We have Ben Feldman as George, Scarlett's ex, and an Aramaic translator with a hobby for breaking into old buildings and repairing things. Then we have Edwin Hodge, who plays a cameraman and tech specialist, Francois Civil as Papillon, the guy through the catacombs. I don't know why I went into an Italian.
I don't know. He's French.
I know. I'm just like, Francois Civil. That's my best one.
It's so bad.
Here we go. And we have, let's see, Marion Lambert, who was Papillon's girlfriend. Ali Mariar is Zed, Papillon's friend. And here's the plot. Scarlett Marlowe was a young scholar picking up her father's work after he passed away. What work was he doing, you ask? Only looking for the Philosopher's Stone. The stone is allegedly capable of turning base metals into gold or silver and granting eternal life. She has her leads and has even obtained an important piece of the puzzle, a key that can be used as a tool to help translate some text that should show where the Philosopher's Stone is and how she can find it. She enlists the help of George, an old boyfriend who's also a scholar and can help because he can translate to and from Aramaic. Benji, the cameraman, like I said, and they lead their search leads them to Papillon and Papillon. Sorry, because Papillon apparently is about as good of a tour guide for the catacombs as there is. Anyhow, so basically. It gets very strange, and I'll talk about some of the cool things about this, right? But as far as the plot goes, well, I mean, I don't really want to tell you, hey, they did this and they did this and they did this, right? Basically, they went to the catacombs and they searched for the Philosopher's Stone. Okay. But there's a lot of things going on. I mean, even in the beginning, there's a cult of naked women singing not too far from the, the entrance to the catacombs. They encounter a bricked-off tunnel that Papillon warns everyone against going down because evil exists there. He tells a story about his friend that went down that path to never return. Finally, they come upon a passage with a message inscribed at the top. That line, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter here." Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, from Dante's Inferno.
Yes.
Yeah.
And was Scarlett's father.
The entrance to hell.
Yes, and they go in there on their bellies and they had to crawl. Anyway, was Scarlett's father on the right track when it comes to the Philosopher's Stone? Will the troop find their way out of the catacombs when they seemingly get lost? Why in the holy hell would you ever enter a place filled with human bones and rats that you can get stuck very easily and die? Find out by watching As Above, So Below from 2014. All right. So what'd you think?
Every time they said Nicholas Flamel, you know, with that, I thought of, you're a wizard, Harry.
Well, I don't get it.
Well, from the Philosopher's Stone, the Sorcerer's Stone.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
You're fucking with me.
Why would I fuck with you?
You're seriously fucking with me right now. You've never watched Harry Potter.
Well, I watched one. The first
Sorcerer's
one.
Stone.
Well, I'm an adult. What's going on? I'm an adult.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I don't get it.
Yeah, Nicholas Flamel.
I don't know who that is.
They just mentioned him a lot in the anyway.
Well, I know they mentioned him. Right. I don't know who Nicholas Flamel is.
He did the Sorcerer's Stone, the Philosopher's Stone.
Okay, so I didn't know it was a part of. Okay, gotcha. So that was lore.
That is actual lore.
You're saying that was in a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah, and in this one.
I knew it was in this one. Yeah,
but it was in the Sorcerer's Stone.
Okay, so that was a sweet joke, bro.
Sorry, it went over.
Yeah, it went over my head. So the first thing I noticed about when I was watching this movie, well, not the first thing, but Ben Feldman, who played George, who was the historian, he was like this really cool, classy, like educated guy. He, in this movie, in the remake of Friday the 13th from 2009, he played the exact opposite guy. He was a horn dog, weed smoking party guy trying to see America Olivo's juicy boobies. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's crazy to me because he did such a good job in this. You know, he played that straight and whatever, all that. There was one thing I thought was funny, though, is George is translating Flamel's headstone into English. It rhymes in English.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder if Aramaic, does it rhyme in Aramaic? I don't know because it sure rhymes in English. That's very weird. Anyway.
That's awesome.
A movie to me to make it scary, and this is the thing, it's kind of not fair to set it in catacombs or caves or stuff like that because there is a part when Benji got stuck and started having a panic attack, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't breathe. This guy, he's like the toughest looking guy, but they make him out to be the biggest wuss, right? And
he was my favorite. He was a cool guy.
Yeah, he was. I liked Ben a lot, mostly because I'm like, how is this guy such a good actor? Because if it's been a long time since you've seen the remake of Friday the 13th, the first scene, he's like, oh my gosh, he's so funny. Anyway, a lot of Goonies/Indiana Jones vibes, shot in the real catacombs, actually, with the blessing of the government. There weren't a ton of props, which is crazy because how many human bones were there?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy to me.
Millions.
No cell coverage down there. Not a lot of room for equipment. It was lit by the actors' cameras and headlamps. And it's like the director was like, bro, we'd be down there for so long, come back up, and we're like mole people. We couldn't even look at the sun anymore, you know? So I'm going to talk about some potential spoilers. Okay?
Yeah.
So just so you know, if you haven't seen it, this is not something that I caught except for when I was watching it the first time, like a long time ago, abandon all hope, all ye who enter here, right? I'm like, oh shit, that's from Dante's Inferno, right? And so I'm like, okay, cool. But as I'm watching it this time, I'm like, oh shit. Because, I mean, I'm not like a super familiar and I'm not like a scholar about Dante's Inferno, but, you know, I've probably perused the Wikipedia page, you know, here and there. And I'm like, I wonder, because I remember in Dante's Inferno, they get to the bottom. Spoiler for Dante's Inferno, by the way. They go down the devil's butthole or something, right? I think it said navel. They go down to the ninth circle of hell.
Yeah.
They go to the navel, and they keep going down, and they actually come up, and gravity changes, and they come up at the other side of the earth, right? So, and I remember from the first time watching it, and like I said, this is a spoiler, I remember thinking, oh, shit, because they came out of it, and the gravity flipped. I'm like, I wonder if this is kind of a retelling of that somehow.
Yep.
And it was. Yeah. And, you know, I looked at that and I was like, oh, shit. So, I mean, it's and we could spend all sorts of time going over it and talking about exactly because it got real interesting to me. And I feel like a lot of like found footage movies can have a lot of mythos. Like the Blair Witch had a lot of mythos, right? Mm-hmm. It had like the whole Burkittsville and what happened and then the rock. Coffin Rock and all this other stuff, right? So there's a lot of cool stuff going on, right? But I think a lot of times, I mean, in Wreck there ended up being too, but not in Wreck 1 necessarily. Pardon me, I'm trying not to burp in your face because
gassy Mike.
No, because it's like I just ate that shrimp boil, oh, and it's like, ooh, we are not. You don't want any of that. Anyways, so like where is it? Like Kitty Horse, but the first wreck, it's just, oh, here we go. Oh, there's something super scary and it's really scary, right? It's not until the second one that we get like all the there's a little bit of mythos, but a lot of found footage, you don't really get that. It's just you kind of experience it live, right? It's kind of, I mean, in I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying a Paranormal Activity, you know, it's like it took eight things to get a lot of the story behind it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But the first one, you know, and it was just, oh, there's a scary ghost and all this stuff. But this one from the get-go, you know, had a lot. I mean, and it was. I mean, it was Indiana Jones-esque to the point where there was a knight from the Inquisition, you know, laying there, you know, and you know, he was not, what do you call that? He wasn't, he hadn't been.
Knights Templar.
Yeah, Knights Templar, but he hadn't been like desiccated or something. He was still kind of preserved down there. Anyway, but as I'm going through this, I found an interesting article, and it was on Bloody Disgusting.
Oh, I read that.
I read it. And it's like, so we get some, it just says, it goes over it, and I can't remember the name of the lady. I'm going to look right now, because I really enjoyed the hell out of this this article. I just clicked on it, and let's see, her name was Megan Navarro, and this was written, let's see, 4 years ago. And I'm not going to go over it because you can go read it, but it's like, hey, if we're looking at this as Dante's Inferno, you can say, you can equate this part to, you know, this part. Mm-hmm. For instance, the vestibule, like the waiting room. You got that. Here's where we are. And then here's the first level, and here's why this happened there. And I'm like, well, shit, that made this double interesting, you know? And I'm a sucker for that. And the thing is this was a pretty decent movie even without that, right? Even without that whole thing, but I thought it was interesting, some of the relics that they found, you know, some of the ancient mythos that went along with it. I thought it was great. Is this going to be my favorite movie of all time? No, but I think you should definitely at least check it out, purchase it. I don't know. I'd be interested in seeing some of the, if there's a, you know, specials on it or like extra content, maybe a, what do you call that? Like when the director talks, oh my gosh,
commentary
on the Blu-ray, stuff like that. So I'd be interested to see, you know, to get more of that, mostly because it's like, you know, there's so much, it's such rich soil to get a story from, the whole Dante's Inferno and all that stuff. So I don't know. I thought it was great. Where are you sticking with that?
The only thing that can make this movie better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think you're going to be Boobies. With me on this one. Well, that we had done. Nick Cage. Nick Cage.
National Treasure. Yes.
Nick Cage.
Now, that is one I have seen.
You see, now, if the Nick Cage would have been doing this shit, then that movie would have been over the top amazing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Especially what he does now, you know, with you know, because he's, I mean, he was so, like, crazy and yet reserved in Mandy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was reserved sometimes, fucking nuts other times, you know? And, yeah, I would have loved that.
Right?
I would love that.
So, I don't know if it was the gummies, but as I was watching this, I did come across the same thing with the same thought pattern. Yeah. I've read Dante's. I've got a Dante's Inferno tattoo. You know,
forgetting tattoos and you do violence against your body. That's the fourth level.
Yeah, okay.
I'm joking.
I was watching, I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, this is totally what this is. And so I started looking it up. I paused the movie and started looking. Came across the same article.
Right?
It's good. It's a great article. It really is. Yeah, so,
she did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like this movie, man. There are some points. And once again, I don't know if it was me or where I was. It gets a bit confusing. Like,
sure.
What the fuck is going on? Like, where are they? What's happening? Mm-hmm. And it seems like they kind of just rushed it. At the end, that's kind of like my biggest complaint about it.
And don't really try to equate it equally, like, because you're going to have to do some interpretation or maybe some thought, you know, because I don't think it's like it's apples to apples. Here's what part we're in. We're in the level one. Here's the level one.
No, for sure. I just thought that the first part of the movie, you know, it's moving along. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, the first act or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, it's moving along. And then they get into the catacombs. Mm-hmm. All right, this is cool. But then they get to a point where right when they like crawl through that, you know, mm-hmm. that, and then they like speed it all up and it gets like really nuts.
Yeah.
And then it's like, boom, they're out. And it's like, come on, I want to spend some more time in hell.
I kind of, you know, and that's the thing. I agree with that. I think this could have been even longer. I think that they would have had to do a lot more like the mythos. They get like let us in on the mythos as they're doing, like maybe not explaining it necessarily, but giving us hints as to what's actually going on. But yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah,
like I really enjoyed this one.
It's a good one. I didn't really care for the main character.
The girl?
I thought she's kind of a narcissistic.
Well, the reason she's there is because you can look into that. You can look into that and her guilt for this and that and whatever.
But
and the thing is
if you want a good in the cave movie, The Descent. But you know, this is now if they put the creatures from The Descent,
that would make this wild.
That would have been with Nick Cage.
Oh my.
Fucking amazing. Dude, that's a movie that needs to be
copywriting made. We're doing that.
There's a movie that needs to be done right there. Nick Cage in the catacombs with Gollum creatures from The Descent. Awesome.
I'm down. Sign me up. Can you sign me up right now? No, I like this one a lot.
Yeah, I dig it. It's you know, It'll probably be in my October wish. I mean, my October watch list. You know.
And you know what the funny thing is? It's like, the first time I watched it, I enjoyed it, but it didn't, I don't know what I was doing a lot of times, you know, so I'll kind of half watch.
No, have you just seen it one time before? Have you seen
just
it?
One? No, I saw it like around I think I saw it on DVD or something when it came out like 2015 or 2016 or something like that.
So it's been a minute.
So it's been, it's probably been 8 years or something.
Okay.
But anyway, but I think that's all we got for this one, man.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm dying.
You feel better?
I feel like this house is clean. I've let all that. And by the way, please call in. What is it about Dice that people like so much? 3-5-3-5-1-9-2-7-3. I do not get it.
I'm gonna watch it. And
I think it's on Tubi. It's on Tubi.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it.
D-I-E apostrophe C-E-D.
I'm gonna watch it and I'm gonna love it.
No, you're gonna watch it and you're gonna be like, okay, this is fine. But it's like, it is fine. It's like, cool. You know, it's not that I hate it so bad, but why is it being compared to such iconic movies? Because compared to those, it is poop. Sorry, I said poop high in falsetto. That's my bad.
Poop.
But go ahead and call us in with any feedback, any ideas.
Just call us.
And by the way, we always are asking your opinions, like Darian. We are always welcome to share. Please do. The bone phone, 385-351-9273. It's 385-351-9273. With any thoughts, questions, with any ideas, with any opinions you may have, since Steve quit coming up with questions for the episode. Anyways, I don't like doing that either.
I think the questions may have been what holding the folks back.
Maybe.
Maybe they didn't want to call in because they didn't want to answer the question. Bro. Maybe the question was a barrier. So there is no question.
Okay, so obviously Steven has totally lost it, but let's go ahead. And I'm just teasing. I think that's all we got. Just check it out. Tell your friends. Here we go. I think that's it. You got anything else?
No.
So for the Corpse Cast, we will catch you guys later.